Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
All right, Dave in for Bob this morning. Tomorrow is the first day back to school for nearly 400,000 CPS students. And to talk about what to expect is LaTanya McDade. She is the Chief Education Officer for Chicago Public Schools. Good morning, LaTanya.
Good morning, David. How are you this morning?
I am excellent. Tomorrow is the big day.
Yes, I have butterflies and everything.
I bet you do.
Tomorrow is the big day, first day back to school, September 8th. And, you know, I appreciate you having me on because we really want our families to know that we want everyone to be connected for remote learning. We are starting the new school year remotely, but we really are committed to making sure that our families are prepared for a successful start to the school year on Tuesday. This will undoubtedly be a school year like unlike any other. And
right.
We know that there's going to be some challenges, but we have some resources and supports in place to help our families navigate remote learning, and that really is our top priority right now. A couple of quick things I just want to share, if I can.
Sure.
To help families prepare for the start of the school year, we have launched a new site, cps.edu/reopening2020. And this is kind of like your one-stop shop where families can go and get information related to the upcoming school year. And then the other thing is three things that we definitely need every family to take these steps. Number one, in order for students to be able to start September 8th, to be able to connect every day, they have to have an active CPS login credential. So every student has a CPS email and they have to know their password, because this will be the way that they're going to log in for remote learning and connect to their teacher and see their peers. And we also want to make sure that our parents update any contact information, so the school should have the most up-to-date contact information. And then finally, most importantly, log in on day one. Unlike the spring, this is full remote learning, instructional days every single day, and we will be taking attendance. We will be taking attendance, which we didn't do in the spring, and so remote learning will be up and running from the beginning of the school year. So those are just some quick steps we want families to take and to know to be prepared for back to school.
Well, and I would do this today. Like, I get on, make sure you can get into the account, make sure you have an active account. Don't try to do this 10 minutes before school starts tomorrow. Sometime before end of the day, try to get this done. Now, I was looking at last May when kids were at home e-learning. You said, you know, you weren't taking attendance at the time. And you guys reported that, you know, CPS students have access to remote learning tools around 60%, access them more than twice a week. 77% of students used a digital tool at least once, 69 at least twice, 59 did so at least three times a week. There was also a study about racial disparities in the use of digital tools among African American students. About 70% used one of the tools compared to the district average of 77%. So what's going to be different this year to increase that engagement and make sure these kids are logging in every single day?
Yeah, that's important. You know, when we had to shut down, you know, short order in the spring, of course, like everyone across the country, quite frankly, school districts that closed, you know, we had to do a lot of things quickly. This was uncharted territory. We've learned a lot over the spring and over the summer. We've distributed over 128,000 devices. That was one big thing. Connectivity. Another big issue. And so we, through our Chicago Connected program, we now have, and this is a really huge, important piece for families to know, we now have high-speed internet at no cost through Chicago Connected for eligible families. So a lot of our families that may not have had access to high-speed internet, now, if they're eligible, they can receive high-speed internet in their homes at no cost for up to 4 years through the district's Chicago Connected program. And so that's a huge deal. We really want to close that gap for families that were not able to connect in the spring to be able to connect in the fall.
Now, CPS also is committed to providing a device to every student who needs one. So if you don't have some kind of electronic device to log in, which is the case in a lot of areas, what do you have to do for that?
So we've done already a lot to close that gap. Like I said, we've distributed since the spring over 128,000, and just coming out of the summer, an additional 17,000. But families should first reach out to their school, contact their school to get a device if they don't have one, or even over the summer, because we students that got devices in the spring, they kept their devices over the summer. In the event that we had to go into remote, we wanted to make sure that students still have their devices. So maybe the device is broken. Maybe it needs some repair, you know, so they can bring that device back to the school to get some services to get them back up and running. But the first thing would be to reach out to your local school to get a device. If schools know what to do, if they need additional devices and support from the district, but the school is the best place for the parent to go to be able to get a device.
Now, I also know and read that Chicago officials are working on a plan to provide child care for at least the first quarter. And I know that's something that they're still working on. But obviously, that's one of the biggest challenges, is especially two parent working families having to go to their jobs every day, and the challenge of getting their child set up and guiding them through this e-process. I mean, that's probably the biggest challenge that's out there right now.
Yeah, that's a huge issue that families are facing, and it's a priority for us, you know, to make sure that our highest needs students and families are receiving the support that they need during this challenging time. So with the child care, that's a work in progress. We're continuing to build upon that. In recent weeks, we've gauged interest in potential child supervision support, so that we can develop an understanding of, you know, what's out there in terms of supports that families need. So this week we open registration for high needs families first. We want to make sure that those highest in needs, essential workers that otherwise wouldn't have child care, and also our families in temporary living situations who've expressed interest and support. So beginning Tuesday, tomorrow, 6 CPS schools will open as supervision sites. And so we'll be making sure that these sites are following the health and safety requirements that are outlined for potential return to in-person instruction, including masks, social distancing, et cetera. And in the weeks ahead, we're hoping to be able to expand site offerings as a part of a larger city strategy. But we'll have those sites available, those six sites available for child care. And again, those sites are prioritizing the highest needs families, as well as our families that are in temporary living situations.
And for the kids that need it, lunch will still be available for pickup?
Absolutely. We will have our lunch sites. We actually are expanding our meal sites. Over the summer, we continue to provide meals at approximately 270 sites. We'll be expanding starting the first day of school, and we'll be providing meals at more than 450 sites around the city. Our meal sites will be open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And so families can visit those meal sites in person. But we also have, for those families who may be unable to visit a meal site in person, we will continue to provide free delivery for some of those families who are in need of that additional support. And families can find a site location that's nearest them by visiting cps.edu/meal site. So we'll still be providing this critical service to any of our families who need it.
And a couple of reminders again, the new website for parents to get started and make sure you have an active account, cps.edu/reopening2020. The website that you have to go to log in is cps.edu/portal. And if you're having issues without a device, you don't have a device, or you need internet access, high-speed internet access, it's cps.edu/get connected. LaTanya McDade, Chief Education Officer for CPS, a new adventure begins tomorrow, so best of luck.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, best of luck to all the dedicated teachers out there and all the students on their first day back.
Thanks, David.